Going Through Life with Betty and Bob. This is Milton Cross, ladies and gentlemen, inviting you to join us for a visit with Betty and Bob Drake. But first, a few words from a friend of yours. Ever since Betty and Bob have returned to Monroe as active publishers of their newspaper, The Trumpet, exciting things have been happening. Convinced that Ellsworth Jameson, the new city manager, is the instrument of a corrupt gang of politicians, Betty and Bob have done everything possible to make the acquaintance of Jameson and his strange, neurotic daughter, Margaret. They suppressed the story about Margaret being picked up for drunken driving, and so won the gratitude of her father. But when Margaret ran down a child with her car, Betty and Bob decided to give the incident full publicity in their newspaper. Later in the evening, Betty convinced Bob that she ought to try and see Margaret alone. And now we find Betty at the door of the Jameson home.
Yes?
I'm Betty Drake. I'd like to see Miss Jameson.
I'm sorry, but Miss Jameson is not at home.
I see. Is Mr. Jameson home?
Well, I...
Will you please tell him that it's Betty Drake from the Trumpet? I'm sure he'll want to see me.
I don't know, ma'am. Mr. Jameson has a sick headache. I don't...
Just tell him who it is.
Very well, madam. Won't you step in?
Thank you.
I'll tell Mr. Jameson, but I don't think that...
I think he will see me. So, this is where the Jamesons live. Doesn't feel much like a home. Pretty cold.
Oh, why, Mrs. Drake. Oh,
good evening, Mr. Jameson.
Well, I couldn't think of a greater surprise or a more pleasant one.
I'm sorry to pay you a visit like this without any warning.
Oh, that's all right. Seems that so many things happen without warning. Won't you come in here, please?
Surely.
It's been such a hectic day. Such a terribly hectic day.
And I'm sure I'm not adding to your peace of mind by coming here now, Mr. James.
Oh, no, not at all, not at all. One is always glad to see friends.
But in view of what's happened, I thought I'd like to have a talk with your daughter.
Oh.
I think it's only fair that she should have an opportunity to make a statement about the accident.
Oh, yes, yes, of course. The whole thing is very unfortunate. I don't know how it happened.
I'd like very much to get Margaret's version of it.
Well, you know how little children are, thoughtless sometimes, just ran across in front of Margaret's car.
Adults are thoughtless sometimes, too, Mr. Jameson.
Oh, yes, of course they are, yes. I've thought the same thing many times myself. Adults can be very thoughtless. How is the little boy who was hurt? It was a boy, wasn't it?
It was a girl. Oh. A 10-year-old girl. Jane Miller.
Oh, yes, that's right. Jane Miller.
She comes of a very poor family.
Yes, there are too many poor families, aren't there?
She's She's in a ward over at the Memorial Hospital.
But she's getting the best care, isn't she?
Yes, I think she is.
That's fine, that's fine. Bad place, that tenement district. Doing something about those hovels over there. It's a little out of my duties as city manager, but I'd like to do something about it just the same.
Everybody would.
Too much congestion. Streets are too narrow. That's how it happened. Margaret didn't have enough room to pull out of the child's way.
I'd like very much to hear Margaret tell about it, Mr. Jameson.
Well, I don't know whether you can see her tonight, Mrs. Drake. This whole thing has exhausted her, really. She's upstairs in her room. I believe she's sleeping.
Oh, your butler told me she was out.
He did? Well, yes, of course, that's what he told you. I told him to say that. I didn't know you were coming. I thought it might be some reporters.
You mustn't forget I'm one of the editors of The Trumpet, Mr. Jameson.
Oh, yes, but you're a friend, too. A very recent friend, yes, but...
In spite of all the publicity, The Trumpet gave the accident in this evening's edition?
Well, yes, you had to do that. It was to be expected. I didn't read the stories myself, but it was to be expected.
Well, I'm glad to see that you have no ill will about it, Mr. Jameson.
Oh, ill will? I'd have done the same thing in your place exactly. It's too bad this had to happen. How badly hurt is that little boy, girl?
Fractured thigh and internal injuries.
Oh, how dreadful.
Yes.
What is the matter with Margaret? Why can't she be more careful? Why? I'm sorry. Do you understand my daughter?
I don't know her very well, Mr. Jameson.
It was very humiliating the other night when she lost her temper like that and left us at the cafe.
Well, she was in a pretty unhappy mood all evening.
Yes, but she's always... No, not always. There are times when she's quite pleasant, charming. She sings, you know.
Does she?
Yes, very sweet voice, too. Got it from her mother. Very sweet voice. She hasn't done any singing, though, in months. Years, I guess. I used to like it. I'd sit in this chair here, and she'd be over at the piano, and she'd sing. Fill the room with a kind of pleasant glow. Oh, not this room, of course. Up in Seneca, I mean. She'd sing, and it'd bring peace to my nerves. It would make me think that... Oh, yes, she sings very well, Helen.
Helen?
Yes, Helen, that was my wife, Helen. She sang very well.
Did you call me, Father?
Oh, Margaret.
Hello, Mrs. Drake.
Good evening, Margaret.
I didn't know you were here. Did you call me, Father?
Why, no, I don't remember.
I heard you call my voice.
Well, I guess I was just talking loudly. No, I didn't call you. Are you feeling better, Margaret?
No.
Well, then why don't you go upstairs and try to sleep?
I'm not sleepy.
Won't you sit down and join us?
You came to see me, I suppose?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I was just telling Mrs. Drake how beautifully you sing.
What did you want to see me about, Mrs. Drake?
You know.
About the accident.
Yes. Yes, the Trumpet would like to run your version of how it happened.
I'm not making any statements. My lawyer is taking care of that.
Oh, don't be so belligerent, Margaret.
I'm not being belligerent. That little girl ran directly in front of me. There wasn't anything I could do to avoid hitting her.
Wasn't there?
No, there wasn't.
That's what I told Mrs. Drake.
What else did you tell her?
Well, what else? I was just telling her the way you used to sing for me.
Were you?
And how pleasant it was.
Was it?
And
how much your voice is like your mother's.
It's not like it at all. Oh,
you're no judge of that, Margaret. After all, I'm the one who listened.
Yes, you were the one who listened.
What do you mean by that?
I mean you were the one who listened.
Yes. Yes.
Is that all you wanted to know, Mrs. Drake?
If that's all there is to know.
Well, I hadn't been drinking, if that's what's on your mind. The policeman on the block will tell you that.
Not all accidents happen because of drinking.
What do you want me to tell you? That I ran that child down deliberately? It just couldn't be helped.
That's all?
Yes, that's all. Father.
Yes?
I'm going to drive to Seneca tonight.
Tonight? It's too late.
Oh, it's not 9 o'clock yet. I'll be there before midnight.
What do you want to go to Seneca for?
Just to get away from here. Can you think of a better reason?
But where are you going to stay?
At a hotel.
Well, why Seneca?
There are some people I want to see.
Who?
Must you know everything about me?
I wish I knew something.
Well, I'm going.
But the trial, Judge Lewis...
It won't be for a few days until they found out.
They have found out.
About the little girl?
Yes.
Well?
She isn't going to die.
I didn't think she would.
But she's very badly hurt.
I'm sorry. How badly is she hurt?
Fractured thigh and internal injuries.
Oh.
You mean a lot of care, and she'll probably be in a cast for several months.
It's a shame, but it couldn't be helped. Well, if you'll excuse me, I'm going upstairs and pack.
Margaret. Margaret, why don't you think before you do things?
That's the trouble. I think too much.
Oh. Mrs. Drake.
Yes, Mr. Jameson.
You mustn't think for one moment that Margaret is as hard and unfeeling.
Oh, I don't think so at all.
No, she's really very miserable about this whole thing. Earlier this evening, she suggested that I turn over her whole allowance for the care of that child.
Did she?
Yes, yes. I wish you weren't driving up to Seneca tonight alone. She might...
get into another accident?
Oh, no. I don't think that'll happen again ever, but... who does she want to see in Seneca?
I'm not the one to ask.
But, she does want to see someone.
Yes, I think she does.
Funny, isn't it? To be so in the dark about your own daughter. Funny.
What a tormented father. And what a tormented daughter. They seem to share some terrible secret. An evil secret that is slowly destroying both their souls. What is it? This is Milton Cross again, ladies and gentlemen, inviting you to take a moment to listen to an important message. This program is presented over this station 5 times each week, Monday through Friday, at this same hour. Join us when we next meet Betty and Bob. Your announcer, Milton Cross.